Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
One day trades.
3 cents a share. That's $3.
You cheap.
And one plays scratch-offs.
When we go to gamble, we go to lose.
If they still work here, you can bet they're in the win. Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Yeah, I think that comes with time, but I have the utmost respect for Zio and the way he run things. Fiery guy, very intense. Really match my personality, but I think it matches the defensive personality as well. I know the type of respect he have for the game and for himself as well, and the way he's been busting his tail like all offseason. I know his mindset, so I'm excited. He has all the potential in the world. It's just going to be about putting that on the field.
You know, I'm the new guy, so I want to make sure that, you know, I show up and I'll show my teammates and show this organization I'm here, I'm committed, and I want to come work, I want to put the work in, be around my teammates and develop that relationship with them and, you know, just really just putting the work in and work as hard as I can while I'm in the building. Love playing this game and gonna continue to play until, you know, I feel like this, my time is up. You know, a new opportunity, like I said, and I'm excited for a great organization. Really want to hold that trophy up at the end of the year.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Total Request Thursday. That was Derrick Henry, newest member of the Ravens, one of the new additions to the 2024 club there. And what he was talking about, we're going to work back to front, listening to the audio. What motivates him at this point in his career? Money. Success. But ultimately, Super Bowl.
Yep.
Championships. And he's been close. He's been to the playoffs before. He won at Alabama, won a Heisman Trophy at Alabama. But right now for Derrick Henry and the Ravens, as he said in his introductory press conference a month or so ago, they were always his number one. Remember, Nolan? He was number one. Little SpongeBob reference. If you get it, you rule. If you don't, you're a little old there. Or you don't have kids that are 26 years old. But the Ravens were always his number one destination. Gus Edwards is gone as Chargers. So is now J.K. Dobbins.
I saw that, yeah.
And now here comes Derrick Henry. So he's rushed for 2,000 yards. He's been the offensive player of the year. He has State Farm commercials. Money's not an issue for him. It's all about the ring. The ring is the thing. And he also heard him say, why is he here so early? Making a good first impression on his new teammates, meaning he's all about business. This is a team, last year, the Ravens, the holdovers that went to the AFC Championship game and lost at home quietly to the Kansas City Chiefs. He might be the difference maker. What do we talk about after the loss? How do you get your running back six carries combined? This is a guy that should have six carries a quarter or on a drive. given the circumstances. So he knows his importance to the team, and he's ready to come out here and start to rock and roll.
Bob, you know what it kind of reminds me of? The Ravens this past year losing in the AFC Championship game. Like when I was in San Fran and we kept losing to Dallas in the championship games. In the 94 season, we had 16 veteran guys on one-year deals. Because same thing you just said. They had all their money. They didn't care about they were coming because they wanted to win. And you know, we ended up winning it, so they all, you know, reaped the benefits. But that's why they came. And that's why Derrick Henry, like you said, he's got the money. He just hadn't won a Super Bowl. He wants that ring. That's what he wants. And it's crazy, you know, but that's why he works out. That's why he does everything. That's why he came to the Ravens. Wants to win a Super Bowl. And they'll get others. Why did Clowney? Why did Van Noy? Those guys. Same type thing. And that's what the Ravens have advantage. I mean, you look at, you know, a veteran guy out there and he says, damn, you know, they got MVP quarterback. You got Roquan, you got Hamilton, you got Matabee. You know, they got some, you know, I might just be that guy that can really get them over the top. And that's the advantage that the Ravens, just like any receiver, where does any receiver, veteran receiver, where do they want to go?
Kansas City.
No doubt. So same type thing with the Ravens. You know, if I'm a veteran guy, let me hop on board. If I'm a receiver, I want to go to Kansas City. Anybody else? You know, hey, I'll go to the Ravens. I got as good a chance as any to win it.
Also heard from Roquan Smith, who he wants that ring too. But talking about Trenton Simpson taking over now because Patrick Queen signed with the Steelers. And Trenton Simpson, third round out of Clemson. Your early impressions of him, Vinny, were kind of mixed. You saw potential, but
I saw
unfinished product.
Yeah, I saw a great athlete, Bob, that wasn't a football player yet. He's a great athlete, and he's a combine wonder at the time. And what you saw on the field was you saw a guy that was lost in space. He was basically, that's what he was. He didn't have a clue what was going on, where it was coming from. He didn't know if it was stuffed or puffed. You know, I mean, it was clueless for him, and he just needed to learn because you can't play fast. He ran 4.3, looked like he ran 5 flat out there on the field because he's thinking way too much. And as the season went along, he got better and better. Is he gonna be where Patrick Queen is right now? No. Patrick Queen, think back to Patrick Queen year one.
But I was going to ask you that. Is it similar? Like, Queen came out of a high-profile situation where he was their best defensive player on their way, LSU, to the national championship, but limited starts
yes.
at that level. Is Queen rookie more advanced than Simpson was last year? And can Simpson kind of take a second-year leap? And let's be honest. Patrick Queen was laboring until Roquan Smith came over from Chicago.
We were all iffy on Queen because
asked you before the season even started, Patrick Queen, fifth year option. You're like, nope.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing with Queen was he really struggled in pass coverage and stuff, you know, and he hesitated all the time. He didn't see things naturally. I didn't think, but then they switched his position, let him – when Roquan came over, they put Patrick Queen in a position to just run and sick him, go get the ball. And he flourished. And I think that's what's going to happen with Simpson, Bob. I mean, and I think what they're going to have to do with him early on, similar to what they did with Queen, is – run blitzing. I mean, what we talk about Queen all the time, he was great at blitzing. You know, I mean, the plays he had behind the line of scrimmage, he was a good pass blitzer too. I think that's what they're going to have to do with Simpson, similar. And he's going to have to grow just like Queen. I mean, are you going to expect 100 tackles? I'm not. If he can have 80-plus tackles, because they've had both their linebackers have had over 100 tackles basically the last 2 years. And I don't know that would be the goal. But I don't know if they'll get it the first year. Maybe Simpson another year. But he's faster than Patrick Queen. Now he just needs to play as fast as Patrick Queen was. And that'll take time. Just like Kyle Hamilton. Look at the time it took him. He was thinking and playing slow. So it's a process. Ask Jackson Holiday.
Now, don't want to make this a bigger deal than it might be. But obviously it was a big enough deal that people asked Roquan Smith about it. Zach Orr replacing Mike McDonald as defensive coordinator. Mike McDonald, now head coach in Seattle. Zach Orr's never been a play caller before. And you heard Roquan say great confidence in his ability to make that transition. Former player, and not a former player from 20 years ago, from 5 years ago. So the play calling experience or lack thereof, how closely do we pay attention to that? Not during training camp or even the preseason, but once the lights come on, maybe against Kansas City on that Thursday night.
Well, I think it's natural, Bob. I mean, why do they say, what do they say about Andy Reid and his play calling? You know, how creative and stuff they are and how they make adjustments and do all those things. You know, that's a guy that's done it time after time after time. Experience is the best thing in the world, and he has none. So, and the other thing we got to realize too, Bob, is who was Roquan's coach last year? Zach Orr.
Yeah.
So he's going to like him and you know, talk good about him. But, I mean, everybody's going to have the same. You don't know. We don't know what he's going to be like. Harbs doesn't know what he thinks he knows what he's going to be like, but nobody knows until you're in that situation where the lights are on, Bob, and, you know, your butthole's a little tight. Can you be like Mike McDonald? Always seemed calm, cool, collective on the sidelines. And Zach Orr, I don't know what his personality is on the sidelines. Or is he going to be in the box?
Well, listening to him talk and watching him play, he little high energy sure, man.
So I don't know. That's what's going to be interesting. And you know, and I bet you if you ask Todd Monken, you know, about calling plays, he's called them for years. Would he have gotten the job at the Ravens if he had never called plays? No.
That's good points. Vinny at Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. We're going to hear more from Roquan, from Derrick Henry, Tyler Linderbaum. He's a stud. Scott Elliott, the strength and conditioning coach. We'll hear from him as well. The NFL draft a week from today. Out there in Detroit, Ravens have the 30th pick. Orioles walking off yesterday afternoon. Albert Suarez, what he did yesterday was fantastic. Yeah. Brilliant, mystifying last. The Twins, the velo and the fastball was incredible. Because it wasn't like he was pitching all that great down in Norfolk either. His earned run average was over 5. And he comes out yesterday and looked like he was dealing for 20 years at a high level. So that was great because the guy from Minnesota was outstanding.
Yes,
Lopez.
He was.
And look, this is a guy they got trading a batting champion. And he was brilliant for them as they won their division last year. And for the record, Pablo Lopez, I'd take him in the Orioles rotation in a heartbeat and sacrifice magic beans to make it happen. But Suarez was great. And then Santander with the bomb right side to tie it. And then Cedric Mullins. Who were all these people crapping all over Cedric Mullins, Vinny, before the season even started? And now he's one of the team MVPs. First walk-off home run of his career and first walk-off hit of his career. And sweep the series. The Brewers debacle seems like it was 10 years ago. Friday and Saturday, anyway, because Milwaukee's had their own problems here as of late. But the Orioles bounce back nicely. Thank you very much. They lead the majors in homers. They lead the American League in runs scored. And they have a lot of guys that are raking. And Gunnar Henderson. 3 straight games with a homer going back to last June. His kid's a stud. He's the best player on the team. I don't want to start judging people. I would never go, he's what's the word that I'm searching for? Bar none. The best player on the team because they're all good players. But Gunnar Henderson, that's a something special level dude we're watching right now.
Yeah, sure. No doubt about it. The bar none thing, that was William Floyd, Bob. That was he nicknamed himself that. Then everybody called him bar none. But you're right. Henderson's just fun to watch, Bob. And he's hitting the ball. He's playing. He's doing it all right now. You talk about MVP candidates, ain't no doubt. No doubt.
It, health permitting, Gunnar Henderson's winning an MVP. He might have hit 40 home runs this year. Nolan, we're watching a pretty offensive savvy team here do some good things. Now, granted, the Twins aren't the best team in baseball right now, but you have to treat these teams accordingly, correct?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, I mean, anytime you get a sweep in the major leagues, it's a big deal, at least in my opinion. And as far as Gunnar, expectations well documented. Some people have had discussions about where you place him in the lineup. Some people think, okay, maybe not lead off.
Jim Hunter thinks he should be in the
third hole. And I see it go both ways, but, I mean, NL MVP last year, Ronald Acuna Jr., he bats leadoff quite a bit there for the Braves. And it's a whole back-and-forth debate. You get him down in the 3-4 spot. Hopefully he's driving in more runs when he goes yard, but you bat first, you get the most at-bats every game, and you want your MVP to have the most at-bats on any given night.
No doubt about it. So the Orioles sweep the Twins off today out to Kansas City. Royals having a very good year themselves, splitting a doubleheader yesterday with the Chi Sox. See what you get in, talk about anything sports-related. We're here for you. It's Vinny at 80-1057 The Fan. It's Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Coming up at 11 o'clock, get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday, that reveal coming up later in the show. Bobby, Eddie, Vinny, Serrato, Nolan McGraw. We're having some fun here on a Thursday, 105.7 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
As Hyder would say, the Bobster and the Vin Man.
I like our guys.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Mullins sends it high and deep to right field. Kirloff back. He'll turn the wall. This one is over. And the Orioles walk it off.
Appreciative in spring training is appreciative of the opportunity. And then, you know, to go out and get a call late last night that you're starting in the big league team tomorrow. I missed him. I don't know if he slept last night at all.
That's Brandon Hyde talking about Albert Suarez. Yesterday's starting pitcher for the Orioles did not factor in the decision, but because he's matching pitches with Pablo Lopez, a proven commodity. I mean, not only keep the Orioles in the game, he left with a lead because Gunnar Henderson did Gunnar stuff and let off with a homer there to right field. But hadn't pitched in the majors since 2017. Pitched in the KBO. He pitched in Venezuela. He's bounced around. Pitched well in Florida.
Yes, he did.
And earned himself an opportunity in Norfolk, where, quite frankly, wasn't pitching all that great. But he came out yesterday, and we're on the air. You weren't listening to the show.
Yep.
And I'm looking at the TV. There's three of them here. There's one on the left, one in the middle, one on the right. Give you a visual, because we're not a video realm. We're radio. And I'm staring at the one on the left with the one eye that I could see out of. The left one. And I'm like, did that say 97? On the gun? I thought this dude was going to come out soft tossing and not trying to get rocked and mystifying and all that. I mean, he's bringing the heat. Mm-hmm. Single-digit pitches to get through the first couple of innings. Now, what does this mean in the long term? Might not mean anything. What it means is he's definitely getting another start because Tyler Wells is gone for a while and who knows how long. Unfortunately for him, because I still had high hopes with the elbow inflammation, means he got lit up like he was pitching in a beer league softball game last night at Norfolk. Earned run average is a balloon to over 18. Tony Pente, OrioleHangout.com, will give us a scouting report on him. Is it too early to swing a trade for another starting pitcher? I know Kyle Bradish pitched well a couple of days ago in three innings, first time tossing a baseball in anger since October, and I'm still skeptical. Call me Bobby Bummer. I don't know. PRPs, UCLs, I ain't feeling it. Hope I'm wrong, because if he comes back to what he was last year, now you got Grayson, Burns, and Bradish. You're bringing the heat, literally, in your top three. I'm still cool with Kramer. Then you got to figure things out at the back end. Cole Irvin's going to get another opportunity or two to prove what he can do. But Suarez, hey, come on, man. That was pretty cool to watch.
Whose gut call was that one, do you think, Bob? Because, like you said, he pitched some good games down in spring training.
It was the battle of the Suarezes. The other Suarez got rocked last night, by the way, is like everybody did for Norfolk.
Because, that, like you said, he was pitching crappy in Norfolk, Bob. I mean, to say that's the guy we want, I mean, that took some, you know what.
It might have been, you know, we've seen Zimmerman at this level before.
Yeah.
Means, obviously, he wasn't ready. You know, let's take a flyer. I was thinking bullpen
That's
game
what, yeah.
all day long. But he gave them into the sixth. Brilliant. Nolan, do we expect it again? I'd go out on a limb and say probably 5 2/3 scoreless with no walks. It was an impossible task. I mean, that's why they play the games. But that was an impressive thing to see.
Bob,
but hold on, let's not get carried away thinking he's going to become the solid number three starter. But for what they needed that day, perfect.
Well, Hyder came out to take him out, was clapping for him when he went out there.
Standing ovation.
Right. Yeah, I mean, look, you're in a situation where you're trying to bridge the gap. John Means not quite ready to come back. Rough go for him in his latest rehab start.
Meansy.
So you got, you know, Wells is down for a little bit. They're going to be precautionary with him. Not quite ready for Means. You need somebody to hold down that fifth spot or fourth spot, whatever, for the time being. Why not Suarez? Why not? I mean, is it going to be that good every time out? Probably not. But Hyde said it after the game yesterday. He throws strikes. He goes up there. He doesn't nibble. He doesn't dabble. He's all business. He's going to put the ball in the zone and look, give your defense behind you a chance to get outs for you.
And I got to be honest with you, I was floored by the velocity. That's what kind of, hey, throw strikes, let the defense do the rest. It's a simple game. Ray Miller, rest in peace. George Bamberger, rest in peace. Work fast, throw strikes, get on up out of here. Change speed, you're in business. And he was working fast. He was throwing strikes, and he was throwing 97 miles an hour, which was incredible. But then you had Cedric Mullins, Gunnar Henderson, Santander going yard from the right side. That was all impressive to watch. It's Cedric Mullins. Now, what are we worried about? Those core body issues. But the play he made the other night in center field, one of the great plays that we've ever seen from an Orioles center fielder, certainly in the Camden Yards era. Then the home run, the power is there. The speed is there. This is a guy that's playing with the chest puffed out a little bit. When he's healthy, Nolan, this is what you get from him. You get all-star level play and Gold Glove finalist play, literally, and we saw it all against Minnesota for 3 days.
And occasionally you'll get both in the same game. I mean, that was the case in the series opener. He went yard there as well. So last year against Seattle, we keep bringing that up, just with how crazy that was as a game. I mean, he can take over and win it, be the sole reason you win a game.
You know what's crazy, Bob, is the radio announcers, they're talking, like Mullins is at bat, and they're saying, you know, they're talking to each other. When's the last time Mullins has ever had a walk-off? He's never had a walk-off. Oh, there it goes. It was funny.
Now, what's not funny has been the struggles of Jackson Holliday so far. 1-for-25, 14 Ks. Now, we talked a couple of days ago when you were off about pressing panic buttons with rotation, and I'm not there. I'm looking at it. I told you, I took the cover off. I'm staring at you. I'm looking at you, like a lot of teams are, by the way, and it's only April the 18th. Holiday, Yay or nay? Looks over Max. Did line one to right field. We were here, as you said, Vinny. We were on the air. Mm-hmm. His MO is not a bunch of K's. He usually works the plate, gets ahead in the count. He's been batting behind a lot, and the results speak for themselves here. I'm not saying he should go down. He'll probably start two of the three games against the Royals because they have two righties going. Hey, they sent Grayson Rodriguez back, and when he came back from the minors, he was ready to rock and roll, and has rock and rolled ever since there. It's not out of the realm of possibility.
The only thing I would say to that, Bob, is we were having the same discussion last year about Gunner. You know,
and we weren't. I was not.
No, I know.
No. You said people, we. Yeah, there you go. Put it in a more. There you go.
People were saying. So I think it's the same situation as I'd let him ride it out.
Well, Gunner, as we said yesterday, or I said yesterday, actually proved himself for 2 months in 2022. That's why he was the favorite to win the Rookie of the Year. He got off to a slow start. And we, air quotes, wanted him sent down because he sucked in April. And then what happened the rest of the year?
Yeah, so
he proved the odds makers right. Now, I think Holiday's looking a little more overmatched than Gunner's scuffles were in 2023. It's Vinny and Haney, 1057 The Fan. If you want to get in, 410-583-1057 is the number. It is Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Vinny's draft profile's coming up next. We're going offensive line. The NFL draft, believe it or not, first round's a week from tonight, and we're going to be talking about it in a big way. Ravens could use an offensive lineman, maybe one of these hybrid kind of guys that could fit in. Stay tuned. We'll talk about that next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
With the 30th pick.
This is Vinny's Draft Profiles.
The Baltimore Ravens select
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Going into college, I kind of had the same talks. And for me, my mindset has always just been, I'll play whatever position that gets me on the field faster. The easy answer is to say tackle. But at the same time, I'm more than willing and capable to play any position on that offensive line.
NFL Draft, first round a week from tonight. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. It is upon us, almost close. You can see the finish line. It's Vinny at 81057 The Fan. Draft profiles have been flying at you like Sugar Ray Leonard flurries, and they'll get even faster over the next 7 days. We've been talking offensive line this week, and let's go to the University of Washington, and you just heard from Troy Fatano.
Yeah, Troy Fatano, 6'4", 317, ran 5.01. That's excellent. 171-10, 34.5 arms. Excellent. 9.5 hands. Jersey number 55. He's a senior. 32.5 vertical, 9.5 broad jump. Good. Good for a guy that big. Now, he was a 4-star recruit, football and volleyball. How about that? So he's got some leaping ability. In 2020, played in one game. 2021, 7 games at left tackle. 2022, 12 games, left tackle, no sacks allowed. 2023, 13 games, left tackle, 2 sacks allowed, 30 career starts, pretty much at left tackle. Strengths, size, athlete, length, slides feet well in pass. He's nasty, strong, loose hips, flexible, looks to finish, comes off flat back. On the run, keeps feet moving, looks to finish, good hand placement. He can anchor, can pull and run and turn up and hit the target. Good punch and pass, good base balance. He's smart, explosive. He can get up to the second level and he's got heavy hands. What do you mean by heavy hands? When he punches, got some force to it. He's got some power in
like
those hands.
George Foreman-like hands.
Yes. Weakness. He'll give some ground and pass. He'll drop his head at times in pass and lunge and lose the man. And that's all about being patient. That's just being patient. Because if you want to, instead of just sitting back and being patient and punching, you want to get aggressive, and then you reach. And what happens when you reach? You don't bend at the knees, you bend at the waist, and then you lose the man. He plays like his arms are either shorter than they are. When he gets high in pass, he gets on his heels. Gives ground some trouble with outside speed, average hand placement, loses his technique. Needs to be more patient in pass, like I said, versus rushers with good moves. Now, in summary, this kid's a very good athlete with great mobility in run and pass. He has a quick pass that moves feet very well. Playing temperament, nasty. Has two starts at left guard. And I play him. He has 28 starts at left tackle. I'd start him at left tackle, and he'd have to show me that he couldn't do it. Because he can always go inside, but I'm going to line him up. He's got 28 starts at left tackle, and he's played pretty well. He needs to get more patient in pass. And that's just with coaching. He just needs to be coached up, just like Rosengarten, the right tackle, needed to be too. He had some issues lunging and stuff, but this is a line that won the Joe Moore Award as the best O-line in the country, and they threw the ball a ton, but this kid's a nasty, he got the temperament that you love. Just need to let him just be a little more patient instead of trying to go kill people and be too over-aggressive. And, you know, I'm sure it's just like a boxer. I mean, you know, you get off balance and you're lunging at people and, you know.
You get countered.
Yeah. And that's what happens with the pass. You know, Bob, like he lunges, what happens? Bam, they're swimming right around him. So, yeah, just same thing. But he is a good football player. If he, I would think the Ravens would have to trade up a few spots to get him.
Mel Kiper Jr., Baltimore's up. Calvert Hall, what's up? Go Cardinals. Has Troy Fatano as the number one guard in this year's class in the dueling three-round mock that he had with Field Yates a couple of days ago, Mel did, ESPN.com. Has him going to the Jets, number 10.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Number 10.
Like the Hourlads one, Bob had him going to Dallas at 24. So
either way, he's not hitting 30 based on these projections.
They'd have to go a little bit north to get there. But for the Ravens, I would, Bob, if I'm the Ravens and I drafted him however they took him, I'd start him at right tackle. You know, knowing that he's played left tackle, but he's got tackle feet, he's got tackle length and stuff. And if he was struggling there, it'd be an awesome guard, too, because he could run and pull and do all those things.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Another draft profile, offensive line, tackle in particular. Coming up at 12:30. When we return, reset the program for you. If you want to get in, you can. 410-583-1057. You have any suggestions to Eric DaCosta for what the Ravens should do at pick 30, assuming they stay there? Offensive line, do you go cornerback, depending who's on the board? We had Kyle Phoenix on yesterday, said if there's a good receiver there, that might be
shocking.
Kind of a mind-boggling pick, but maybe a prudent one, depending on how the Ravens feel. So get on in and share those. The Orioles just sweep the Twins. Cedric Mullins walks off Minnesota to run Jack off of Griffin Jacks in the bottom of the ninth yesterday. Oriole Park at Camden Yards off today, taking on the Royals, starting a three-game set on Friday night. But join us, Albert Suarez. That was a brilliant thing to watch. Does it sustain itself? Who knows? Like I've been saying, since I'm the more mellow Bob Haney now. Enjoy the ride, man.
Vinny and Haney, two opposites attracted by a paycheck. 105.7 The Fan.
Shows the leadership that's here and the type of leaders Lamar and Roe are. You watch them from afar throughout the league and see their body of work and the consistency that they play with. But then you see them here showing up early, putting the work in. That speaks volumes.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Lamar Jackson is there, ready to rock and roll. Came in with everybody else a year ago this time. We didn't know if he wanted to play in Baltimore anymore because he had already requested a trade. That was Derrick Henry. So he's there. Lamar's there. Roquan's there. Linderbaum's there. Zay Flowers is there, among others.
Yeah.
Good sign. Again, the mission is the ring. It's all playoffs. Been there, done that. Win the division. Been there, done that. Host playoff games. Been there, done that. We got to get to the next step, and it's got to be this year. I don't know if the window's closing, but it doesn't stay open forever.
Bob, you know what's funny when you mentioned that? You know, I mean, just go back like a year ago, and all our calls were, you know, trade Lamar, or, you know, you can't do that to Lamar.
Or you're an a-hole for saying trade Lamar.
Yeah, and the thing about it is how close, you know, just because rumors, how close, if Lamar hadn't signed by draft day, how close were the Ravens to taking a quarterback?
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, that would have changed totally. And now they got everybody's on board. Everybody is working to one thing. I think it's awesome. I mean, if you're Harbs and you're the Ravens and you're Ravens fans, you got to feel good about the mindset of your football team.
By the way, Super Bowl 2025 in New Orleans, February the 9th. And what happened the last time the Ravens played a Super Bowl in New Orleans? Nolan, they won the Super Bowl, which was on TV a couple of days ago. But that's neither here nor there. Plenty of work to be done. As we said, we're a week away from the draft, for crying out loud. Orioles win yesterday, 4-2 walk-off Cedric Mullins. But how about Albert Suarez just coming out, mystifying, throwing some smoke. Looked like Jim Palmer, Mike Mussina in their prime. Ben McDonald, a little shorter, but you get the point. Let's go to Owings Mills. It's Harry. Harry, thanks for holding. What's happening on this Total Request Thursday?
No worries. Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Vinny. Good morning, Noel.
What's up, dude?
Hey, it's like riding a bike, Bob. Albert Suarez said, hey, I've done this many times before. This is my 214th start. I know what to do. And he actually showed up
but
really
dude,
well.
But, dude, if he was riding a bike like he pitched yesterday, he'd have won like 5 Tour de France by now. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And unfortunately, he couldn't get the win. You know, but he certainly contributed to, you know, keeping us in the game and helping us get the win.
Oh, no doubt, because Lopez was outstanding himself yesterday, by the way.
Yeah, and actually get out of my head, because earlier I thought the same thing yesterday. I said, if the Orioles could trade to get Pablo Lopez, and if the Twins continue to flounder, maybe they can get him on a cheap. I don't know.
You ain't going to be cheap.
Yeah, but we'll see. But this is a guy that Miami gave up for Luis Arraez. Minnesota traded him. Batting champion the year before, and he's controllable, if I'm not mistaken. I think, speaking of Miami, maybe a Jesus Luzardo might be more realistic, Harry, because the Twins aren't done in that division. They just got to get a little healthy here with some
understood.
Of those dudes.
Miami, maybe. And also wanted to say welcome to Felton Miguel, bring his 14.7 points off the bench to South Florida to the Maryland Terrapins. So let's go Terps.
Yeah, and he shot 39% from threes. Bruno Fernando's cousin. Bruno went, them and the Hawks are flying home for the postseason, which we'll get to in the whip. But as we've talked about, Harry, you watch the games, obviously. They were one of the worst three-point shooting teams in the country, and they really upgraded that level on paper this offseason. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I saw the 39% too. And if I could point out one more thing, I have a lot of respect for Ron Washington. He is a good manager, and I know he did a good job out with the Rangers going to those two World Series. But when he played us opening the season, I just thought the Orioles were going to run through them, and they did the first two games. But you could see that he was visibly disappointed that his team didn't perform better, and I was just thinking he was having delusions of grandeur. But he came back in game three, and they had a great game against us, beating us 4-1. And he's done well, considering he really doesn't have a good pitching staff.
They
he's
had a Harry, thanks for the. They had a team meeting after the first two games. And then Detmers came out and kind of shoved the bats up bad places for the Orioles. They win last night, which we'll get to in the AL East report. But they're hovering around in the AL West, and it helps that they have one of the best players of all time. in Mike Trout. But Ron Washington's a hell of a manager. He was part of those Oakland teams with Art Howe in the Moneyball era. He used to play for the Orioles. We always bring him back home. But Ron Washington's a great manager. And we'll see what happens. Do they have the sustainability with their pitching? Probably not. But they have an interesting lineup. Ward's got over 20 ribbies. Trout's a beast. If they get anything out of Rendon, because he's been kind of stealing money for the last couple of years. But no doubt about it, man. Ron Washington is a stud in that dugout. And I think his track record speaks for itself. When we come back, talk about what's happening down on the farm for the Orioles. Tony Pente, OriolesHangout.com for the first time in 2024. John Means got shelled yesterday. What is all of that? Is the velo there? And is the health there? Because if he's given up two home runs in less than two-thirds of an inning, I'm guessing the location might have been pretty bad.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.